This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program, I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug will be back with us before we know it. We have got to talk about probably the biggest subject, the biggest topic happening today. Well, I guess maybe this week, Trump's indictment coming tomorrow. Did you see how much money he has already raised in donations? Yes.
And I think it's going to come. Wait till the press conference on Tuesday evening, and I think there's going to be a lot of fundraising to be done. President Trump sent out a truth, and he said, you know, this, and I'm paraphrasing here, something along the lines of, I'll be in New York City. This is not the American way. He says, I'll be going to, believe it or not, the courthouse. He confirmed that he was going to New York City. He's going to be there today. Mm-hmm. And he'll be staying in New York City tomorrow. I think it's 11 o'clock Pacific time. I think 2 o'clock Eastern, maybe 2:15 is the scheduled time for his arraignment tomorrow. So he'll be escorted into the courthouse. They don't think they're going to, like, perp walk him or put him in handcuffs. According to his attorney, he doesn't believe that's the case. But he will be fingerprinted. We believe there will be a mugshot, if you can believe that.
The Secret Service will be with him, escorting him the whole way.
The Secret Service will be with him, of course, the whole time. They've already put up blockades in front of the courthouse, which I think is more showy than anything else, trying to insinuate that there is going to somehow be, you know, violence or something like that.
I hope there's not. I don't see it. I definitely see protesters. But one thing that I feel like this is showing is we already know of Trump supporters. People who have been supporting Trump are still supporting Trump. There haven't been many people that have decided to change their stance or opinion. However, the Trump naysayers, some have converted to supporting Trump because of this whole thing and how preposterous it kind of is.
I have a friend who, and I'll name him, he works for Breitbart. He's in the news media. Joel Pollack is his name, who is a good conservative guy, but I think he was done with the dramatics of Donald Trump, and he was probably looking somewhere else, I would guess. He hasn't said this, but I guess he'd probably look in the direction of Ron DeSantis. That being said, he's been very open about the fact that this has been a political persecution and that he is now on board and will be voting for Trump again. And he's not the only one who are saying that this is going to be a statement for them to let the powers that be within the government know that this kind of targeting isn't okay. Now, we will find out. There's 34 indictments, and we don't know. We know at least one of them is a felony. The rest could be misdemeanors. The DA has a lot to answer for because New York is a really violent place right now, and he is letting a lot of people who commit violent crimes out while going after a former president who he campaigned on going after. He took $1 million from George Soros in order to do that and got himself elected. But is this going to be the thing that works? The legal team for Trump has already said that they're going to file a motion to have the charges dismissed, that they're going to say that this is not right. Keep in mind what we're talking about here, and again, what we think we're talking about, because we do have to see what those 34 charges are. But if we have an idea of what this is all about, Hillary Clinton committed the same crime and got a fine from the FEC, which is essentially mislabeling money that could be considered campaign money. And that's what this is all about. They're saying that the hush money was actually beneficial to his presidential campaign, and because he didn't declare it, that there was some sort of criminality involved. The hush money itself,
that it came from, like, his .org?
Well, that it would come from, that he should have declared it as a campaign, as campaign spending, because they said it would have benefited his campaign. Well, Hillary Clinton did the same thing when she purchased the dossier with all the fake allegations about Russia and Trump, and she put that down as legal expenses when it was really, you know, used to bolster her campaign, and I think she received some sort of fine from the FEC. So you have to look and see how these things stack up. Now, maybe there's more in here we don't know about. We'll find out shortly after, you know, Trump is officially charged, but if that's the case, why isn't he getting fined? And is this the one you want to die on? Right now, at the same time this week, you've got investigations going into the classified documents. They're talking to his Secret Service detail about that, which also seems a bit extreme since the Secret Service is there to protect the president. But now they're going to ask him about his handling of classified material. So it's ongoing. The legal woes are not going to end for President Trump. The question will be, is he going to pick up more popularity, which he's already done with this first foray with the DA, or are people just going to get tired of it and say, okay, something else, please?
Mm-hmm. Well, and Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, is speaking out on this finally and discussing how Trump is no longer untouchable. A person in power is not exempt from the law. And that kind of what you were just talking about goes to show that it's not about the person of power. It's who is the person in power, because mm-hmm. we have seen people do the same thing over and over again, or even relatively harsher situations that receive less punishment. And she is saying that she's also, while she's proud of this moment, she calls it a monumental and epic moment she is proud to be a part of. And then she also points out that the other side of it is that it will continue to divide a lot of people, bring them up in arms, and she also is getting, she's the target of a lot of threats on social media platforms.
And you've also set precedents now. So if anybody should be worried today, I would say it might be the Biden family. If we now know that we can go after presidents or sitting presidents, and there is now precedent set because they went after Trump, mm-hmm. what comes down the road if you have crimes? I mean, there's already evidence linking the Biden family to taking money from China. That's
there's
treason.
A lot, yes.
That's punishable by the death penalty, not just a walk through New York court. I mean, there's some real stuff that's being tossed around. Now, whether or not that's true, if you have the right person in power, then all of a sudden do they have to worry about this? So it is precedent setting. Trump has never admitted to the affair with Stormy Daniels, and whether he had it or not, or whether he paid her or not, it's not the question. It's whether or not Michael Cohen, his lawyer, paid using campaign money. And according to a letter that was submitted in Michael Cohen's case, remember, he was convicted of perjury. Michael Cohen's attorney acknowledged that Trump had no idea what the money was being spent for. So it will be interesting to see if, you know, and I'm sure a lot of powerful people protect themselves. I'm not giving them a pass on that, and insulate themselves so they don't, and I'll use air quotes here, know mm-hmm. what is going on around them. But is there direct proof that he authorized the payment and tried to push it out of the campaign coffers? I guess that's what we figure out.
And okay, am I remembering this correctly, or did I just like dream this? But I feel like at one point there was something in the news about Melania was being blamed, that she didn't file something correctly, or she was supposed to pay a certain amount and she didn't, or whatever, to Stormy Daniels. Do you remember this? There was something
that
where she was
I think
blamed.
What he had originally said is that he didn't want Melania to so they had talked about the hush money, not because he was looking at it to benefit him during the campaign, but because he was trying to minimize the embarrassment for Melania and Barron. And so that was one of the reasons they were talking about doing the hush money to begin with, was because they were trying to protect Melania's feelings, not necessarily looking as a campaign.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure a lot of people realize that Trump has probably stepped out on his marriage. I don't know if that's true with Melania or not, but I think it's kind of baked in assessment of people that he's probably done that at some point. So whether or not you believe it, and you believe he did it with Stormy Daniels, and you believe he was trying to protect Melania or help himself in the presidential race, I think that's how she was involved. There could have been something else with her private business where they forgot to file something, but mm-hmm.
like she wasn't to blame. But it seemed like at one point somebody was trying to put the focus on her for something,
yeah.
And it was like it came out that it wasn't. And again, I could have dreamt that, and it just felt so vivid.
How sad to be Melania or to be Barron or to be the children and have to look at all this stuff. It's gross on all accounts.
Well, and who is Ivanka Trump, who has finally spoken out a little bit about it, too. And she's like, I love my father and I love my country. And this whole thing is just a sad situation. And she, I believe, has come out and said that she is not going to advise her father on anything anymore.
She did.
She just has to protect her own family.
Yeah, and she said that when he announced back in, when was it? Was it in January or February? She was not even at the announcement. She said, you know, there's just been too much heat on our family. Now, I do think Jared's still going to continue to work mm-hmm. with Trump, but she's decided she's going to just take the time to focus on being a mom, which is tough. You know, when you have the scrutiny all the time and you have all of the negativity that unfortunately comes with politics now, mm-hmm. it's got to be tough. And if you've got three young children who need you, that's a real pull.
Well, But also, she grew up in a time before social media, before, like, Donald Trump has always been her father.
Mm-hmm.
And she grew up in a time before social media. Yes, there were the gossip magazines and all of this stuff, but not reality television, not the paparazzi to the extent that it is today, where her children are growing up in a world where their grandfather was the president of the United States.
Yep. And it follows you home. You know, it used to be that you could just turn off the TV or walk away from it, but with social media and how polarizing Trump is, people either love him or hate him. It's got to be rough, and it has to be rough on the kids. And if she's listening to what they're needing, then, you know, good for her for stepping back and not needing all the glory that comes with being in politics. You know, the glory and the negativity, probably.
Yeah. So, okay, over under, how long until you think Newsom announces his bid for the presidency?
You know, that's a rough one because I don't know if there's so many. The DNC is run much differently than the RNC. The RNC, it's like everybody's in, and whoever the people kind of vote for, the RNC is forced to go in that direction. All you have to do is look at what happened back in 2016. Do you think that the RNC wanted Trump as their candidate? No way. He was the outsider. But because the people voted him in, they had to go with it. The DNC likes to play their hand a little more so that the people are kind of told where to vote. And I'll use the example of Joe Biden in 2020 was going nowhere. Remember, people were voting for Mayor Pete. They were voting for Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until South Carolina and they made some movement within the state with James Clyburn and others that actually got Joe Biden his first win. And then once he got the first win, they tried to push everybody out of the race. So they're more heavy-handed. And the reason I say that is that it's going to be really hard to explain why Kamala Harris, who is a black woman, is not going to be appropriate as their candidate. Because if it's not Joe Biden, then it would be Kamala Harris is next in line. And I think they're going to be hard-pressed to try to figure out how to sneak Gavin Newsom in this race as much as he wants to be there. But we'll see. I think that if it's not Joe Biden, which I believe it still will be, it will be Kamala Harris. I think they'll get Joe elected one more time or try to, and then try to slide him out and have Kamala finish the term. We'll see.
Okay.
And then get your popcorn, because when it's Kamala versus Gavin Newsom, they know where their bodies are buried because they're frenemies, and they have been for a long time in the state of California. So get ready for a show.
So they're probably going to play dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Start popping the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, definitely something to keep track of, keep in the news about. And you can always weigh in on the conversation. Give us a call at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's 18 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select Superstart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Doug is out right now. I am Jay Kirshner, joined by James Collins at the control board in Dallas.
Howdy.
Hi. All right, so I don't want to age myself and everybody else, but Boy Meets World, was that before your time or have you seen it?
Oh, gosh. See, the thing is, probably, yes. I have seen it, yes. Me and my girlfriend have been watching through it for, like, the first three seasons or so I'm catching up. But I also had a kind of sheltered childhood, so I didn't watch a lot of shows growing up. But, yeah, I've seen Boy Meets World.
Okay, so you are familiar with Mr. Feeny, the beloved teacher.
Oh,
everybody
course.
Was just obsessed with and loved. And then did you know about Girl Meets World, the spinoff?
Yeah, that was, that was a Disney thing. And, again, that came out during my time, you know, watching Disney Channel and all that stuff. But I never watched Boy Meets World, so it didn't really appeal to me.
Okay, so yeah, Corey and Topanga were the parents in Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Corey, he was the boy. He's the character for Boy Meets World. And Mr. Feeny, real life Mr. Feeny, William Daniels, the actor who played the iconic teacher, he turned 96 last week, and there was a little mini reunion. So Will Friedle had launched Pod Meets World, a podcast with Danielle Fishel and Ryder Strong, and they go back and they rewatch everything. But apparently, ahead of the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, they had a little dinner celebration. They just got together with William, celebrated his 96th birthday, he wasn't just a teacher on camera, but in real life, between takes, they were always learning about the film industry and everything and how to be more professional. And these are kid actors, and they're looking up at this guy who was their teacher on screen and in real life regularly.
I love to hear stories like of old cast members getting together and doing like a whole new thing. One of the things that I watched as a kid, I watched Wizards of Waverly Place, and we always talk about Selena Gomez. We're such big fans of Selena
love
Gomez.
Her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so Jennifer Stone and David, oh goodness, I can't remember the dad's name.
DeLuise.
DeLuise, there we go. David DeLuise got it together and started to do a podcast together. And it's really good, and they get old cast members and old members of the show together for the... I just love when they do stuff like this.
That's great. Yeah, because a lot of times you're watching something, and when it looks like the cast actually get along and they seem like they're having fun doing their work, it's fun to watch, too. And then it's heartbreaking when you find after the fact of like, oh, they hated each other. Like mm-hmm. Castle, I loved Castle. And then you find out that Nathan Fillion and what was her name, Sana Kotick or something like that?
Yes.
They hated each other in real life, or they had a hard time getting along. And it's just, it is heartbreaking. It really is such a bummer. But
absolutely.
When you see that, what's something that's no longer on TV that you're watching now?
Oh,
seeing
goodness.
It after the fact.
Well, I mentioned Boy Meets World. We're watching that. Ned's Declassified got on Netflix a couple of months ago, and I watched all the way through that. Oh, goodness.
I have no idea what that even is.
That was a show about some middle schoolers. They wrote out a whole guide on how to survive middle school.
Okay.
And so they went through every episode and they covered some tips on, all right, here's what you need to do to survive gym class. Here's what you need to do to get good grades in math. Here's what you need to do to handle the popular kids. You know, it was really good. It was good content. And I myself was in middle school at the time. And so I was like, oh, gosh, I'm writing this stuff down. I was taking advice.
Okay, interesting. See, I went back and Gossip Girl was really big when I was younger, and I just never got into it. I never watched it. And then when I had COVID a few months ago, I decided, you know what? I'm finally going to go and watch it. And unfortunately, I knew the spoiler alert of like who Gossip Girl was, the person writing everything. But I also knew who was the originally intended Gossip Girl, which character.
Right.
And they ended up, that got out, and so they had to change who they ended up having as that Gossip Girl character. And it didn't make sense. I only made it two seasons in because none of it made sense. I was like, wait, if this person who ends up being Gossip Girl at the end, that he's by himself finding something out? No,
yeah.
That wouldn't happen. But
yeah,
then
the
person who was supposed to be Gossip Girl, I'm like, ugh, they ruined it. They should have just kept it what
For
it was
real.
Supposed to be.
Agreed.
It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program.
Candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump confirmed he will leave his Florida resort tonight and travel to New York City, where he will appear in court tomorrow for his arraignment. Trump says the corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it's impossible for me to get a fair trial. End quote. Former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy on Fox News last night.
A rogue prosecutor will try to make up for with quantity what he lacks in quality. So what you always have to be careful of is that they're loading up an indictment with counts, even though it's thin gruel, because in essence, what Bragg is trying to accomplish is to get Trump to be a convicted felon.
A group of large oil producers led by Saudi Arabia announced yesterday they will cut more than 1 million barrels of oil a day starting next month. The output cuts add to the reduction of 2 million barrels a day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation. After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I'm Jake Kirshner. Joining me, I almost said Phil Collins.
Bill Collins?
Bill Imagine. Collins. James Collins in Dallas at the control board.
Uncle Phil in the house. Let's go. Yeah.
Do you even know who Phil Collins is?
Of course I know.
Okay.
Phil
okay.
Is. Yeah. Yeah. I know him from Tarzan, though. Like, I listen to all the. I love Tarzan. He is, like, that is my favorite Disney movie of all time. And it had the best music in it. It's just so good. I did Tarzan the musical in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you know Phil Collins.
Of course.
All right, Phil, unfortunately not with us. We have James Collins. Okay, so we were talking about this off air, and I feel like we need to bring it on air. We were talking about phobias because Kira Sedgwick, who is an actor in her own right, but also married to actor Kevin Bacon, and she's always been supportive of his career, but apparently there was one gig that she asked him to pass on because it was very triggering for one of her biggest fears. He was supposed to be in an Eminem commercial, like to play along with a dancing and singing Eminem. And she apparently has a phobia of talking food. Have you ever heard of this one?
No. I totally believe in phobias.
Yeah, I totally believe in phobias. I'm not even going to try to pretend that, like, I know how to pronounce this. I am going to try to pretend. Sibolasophobia.
That sounds right. Yes.
Sibolasi phobia.
Huh.
And apparently it is a debilitating fear of talking food, like the Eminem cartoon characters, the Pillsbury Doughboy, all of this stuff that is just a huge fear of hers. And a psychologist actually weighed in saying that he's never heard of this phobia, so he's not sure it exists.
Right.
But did go into further discuss the difference between fears and phobias, where a lot of people have a fear of something and they call it a phobia. But an actual phobia has to meet the diagnostic criteria for affecting life in important ways.
Huh.
Like affecting work, affecting relationships, affecting lifestyle, really just affecting your quality of life even. Like a phobia can be so debilitating, where a fear, maybe not so much. Like I have a fear of flying.
Right.
It's not a phobia because I still get on a plane and I still fly. I'm terrified. I cry on takeoff. I'm not ashamed to admit it. If you were to see me on an airplane during takeoff, I am bawling my eyes out 100%. But I'm still on the plane. It's not a phobia. It's just a significant fear.
But this is a full-on phobia, though.
The fact that she even had her husband like, no, you please don't do this job. Please do not like turn this gig down because she is that afraid of talking food.
Wow.
So that might qualify as a phobia. Do you have any fears that you would qualify as a phobia?
Yeah, we were talking about this off the air. I don't know if I could go as far to say it's a phobia, but I definitely have a fear of needles, and I kind of contracted this from my father, and we have always been kind of, like, squeamish around needles. I was telling this story about how I was getting some blood taken a few years ago, and they told me, they said, hey, if you start to get hot or dizzy, let us know. We need to, you know, so we can get, I said, okay, what's going on? And they said, well, if you start to feel that, that means you're about to pass out. And I said, okay. And so kind of just was hanging out, waiting for, you know, result, them to take all my blood. And then I was like, oh gosh, I'm getting hot. I'm a little dizzy too. I should let someone know. And I turn my head and boom, out. And so I was out for about 15 seconds. My friend was there, and she told me that she had screamed for help. She goes, help. And then five doctors came up. I woke up with five doctors surrounding me, slapping my face, kind of like, hey, wake up, you know. and then since then, it's kind of just been like, oh, gosh. But when I was out, the needle in my – I still had it in my arm, and I'm so sorry for anyone that's squeamish here.
Graphic.
Yeah. I flexed my arms so that I could, you know, and I started shaking. So, like, it was a full-on reaction that I was having while I was passed out. I haven't gotten a shot since.
Well, okay, so that sounds like a genuine situation. Like, you actually experienced something that could have triggered that fear. It's not just the irrational, like, I'm afraid of bees. I've never been stung before, but for some reason I'm terrified. You had an actual situation that happened with a needle.
Right.
That I could see, like, you're justified in your fear of that.
So do you think Kara Sedgwick had, like, a experience with, like, a talking orange or something?
Oh, well, that might be an experience with something else if that happened, too.
Right.
That might coordinate with each other or correlate. Have you seen this about there's a pink diamond? They call it the bubblegum pink. It's called Eternal Pink, but it's a bubblegum pink diamond that weighs over 10 carats.
Wow, that's a lot of carats.
Right? Yeah, it's expected to hit auction. We're switching from fear to diamonds because obviously bubblegum pink. So it was crafted. It took over 6 months to have this group of expert artisans craft this stunning piece of jewelry that it maximized the pink and the diamond. And so Sotheby's is going to have it up on auction. It's doing kind of like an international showcase kind of situation before it hits the auction in June. They call it rarer than rare, and they are expecting to get more than $35 million for it.
Good Lord. Imagine being the one to find that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and if you found it, because it doesn't look exactly as how, you know, when it's already placed on a ring or a piece of jewelry, like, how would you know to identify it unless you were searching for this?
Right.
You know, unless you're an expert. But if you happen to just come across something like that, be like, oh, that's a sparkly
rock.
Yeah, like exactly. That. Well, coming up, we are going to have Mary O'Malley with us, who is going to be talking about all things in the kind of the psychic realm and how to trust yourself. So that's coming up in a moment. Stick around.
Naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new face. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Joining us on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program, psychic medium coach Mary O'Malley. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great.
So one of the things I love about you is that you not only talk about so many different things in the kind of like the world of psychics and mediumship and everything, but you also help people. You help heal our faith in ourselves as we go down different paths and manifest. And can you talk about how to really stay faithful or stay in your own faith while manifesting our best lives?
Yeah, I actually have a new program coming up. I call it Ascension Support right now. It's not easy, you know. Divine time, or mm-hmm. you know, when we're looking to create something in our lives, and then the universe is helping us. They want us to have the experience that we want to have, but we're not always ready to receive that experience. Sometimes there's things in us that need to change, perspective, expectation, behaviors, things like that, that need to change before we're in a vibrational place to accept what they're bringing to us. And that can take a while. There's like magic and miracles, and in between that is a lot of mayhem, right?
So, oh, yeah, I like that.
It's that in-between time that's so hard. It's like, it's never going to happen. All these things are going wrong. I'm never going to get there, da 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 da. And we really just, we don't have a lot of support. I mean, there's 100 books out there to tell you how to manifest. Well, there's probably 10,000 books to tell you how to manifest, da 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 da. And, but not so many that really kind of walk you through the in-between process. And what's happening. And I mean, I've had clients tell me, the universe hates my guts, you know, and I feel that pain. I've been there myself, right? So what we're lacking, I think, as a society these days, since we're so fractured and our religion is so fractured and our communities are so fractured, is support. and to know that everybody else is walking through the same thing. So the program I'm putting together is a year of group coaching, weekly group coaching, to just kind of walk through a bunch of these things and getting, you know, how do you get in touch with the universe? What's that communication process? You know, what do we deserve to have? What does that mean? You know, answering all those questions. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and then the other thing is, you know, we hear, but we don't really understand that, you know, you can give, here's 10 steps to, you know, to everything, right? Except that the steps may or may not work for us because we're all different. And our journey, our path is a little different.
Yeah, no one fits all.
Exactly. And so you feel like a failure over and over and over again. You know, me and a lot of people I know spent tens of thousands of dollars, you know, going to the gurus and reading all the books and taking all the classes. And it's like, it's never really the answer because it's the answer is unique to everyone. And so I really, that's the one thing I want people to know. Your journey and my journey, even though we're trying to get to the same place, it, you know, the journey itself is going to be different. The road's going to be different. Mm-hmm. One's coming from California, one's coming from New York, right? It's going to look different. So to be able to honor that and not second guess it, because I find that we're always second guessing things. My clients, me, it's sort of a natural human thing. So
it is. Well, and if I can interject to ask this, so with the, on the topic of second guessing, because we're always told follow your head or follow your gut. And the gut is the one that's kind of, can go along the lines with that's our psychic selves. And how do we know sometimes in the second guessing of, are we following our head? Are we following our gut? Which one's saying what when it's, that sometimes we're being pulled in two different ways. Is it, I feel like I'm supposed to do this, but I want to do this. Which one's the head? Which one's the heart? Which one's the gut? What is an easy way to identify?
Yeah, gut, that, I guess. That, and that's one of the first things I teach, right? So this is like the most important. It takes a while. And what you'll find is by practicing and asking a series of questions, and then it's, not so much what the answers to the questions are, is how you receive the answers. For me, I find that there is two ways I can tell it's coming from, you know, the higher, the superconscious, the universe, God, whatever. One is how it hits me kind of in the gut space. And the other one is it will feel like the cells in my body are kind of vibrating. What doesn't happen is that, you know, the answer seems to come if it's just in my head and there's no other physical manifestation from my body, then it's just in my head. Okay. But if it's in my head and my body's responding to it, like my body, mind, spirit is responding to it, then it's probably the truth. What happens is we get so emotionally attached to certain outcomes or the way they should happen, mm-hmm. that it's very, very easy for us to miss the signs. And that's why you need support. That's why you need a group. That's why we don't walk this path alone, because it can be very difficult until you really get used to the process, you know, but, yeah. I find the same for most people, that there's a corresponding physical reaction to a truth from universe.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so your upcoming program will be able to help this, and people can get more information where? On thesoulscout.net, right?
Yes, thesoulscout.net, and they can go through thesoulscout.net and email me if they're interested in the program, because it'll probably be launching soon.
Oh, wonderful. Mary O'Malley, helping you heal your faith in yourself. Again, that's thesoulscout.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. He's Chuck Curry. We have some movie news. What are we listening to, Chuck?
That was the theme song that Hulk Hogan used to come out to when he wrestled back in the heyday of wrestling in the 1980s. The reason we play that is I was watching WrestleMania the last two nights at my ice cream parlor on the big screen TV. It's on the Peacock Network this year. It did not go pay-per-view. They must have cut some elaborate deal with the WWE. It was a two-night event aired live at the Sophie Arena in Los Angeles. 81,000 people. Saturday, 81,000 people, Sunday, live. That is a huge number for wrestling. Big event. Here's the difference, I think, and the reason I play that. I know this is not movies, but it is entertainment. It's a big part of our culture, WrestleMania. The scope of what they do now is enormous. The money they put into it is enormous. The theatrics, the athleticism of these wrestlers is incredible. Having said that, when I watched it, it felt soulless compared to what I remember as a kid. Andre the Giant against Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 3, the stuff Roddy Piper did, those Randy Macho Man Savage back in the day, George Animal Steel, just the characters, the storylines in the 80s and 90s, for me, is the pinnacle and the height of wrestling, even though it's as popular as ever, and they just merged with the company that owns UFC to create a $21 billion corporation. So this is more powerful than ever, WWE. But it just felt very dangerous what they do, very athletic, but the characters and the people performing, not even up to par, in my opinion, and comparable to the 80s and 90s. I just wanted to point that out.
Does it Having seem said more that, soap opera-ish?
It just, I didn't feel, I felt the 80s and 90s had better, much better storylines and better wrestlers to connect to as a viewer. That's just my opinion. A lot of people probably would disagree with me, But that's what I saw. By the way, I got a chance to see a movie on Saturday. It's the first movie I ever went to with my daughter, who's now 17 years old, by herself without her mother, my wife, which I thought was an interesting feeling. We went to see Champions, Bobby Fawley's new movie with Woody Harrelson, about a disgraced basketball coach who has to do community service coaching a special needs team. I like this movie. I thought Woody Harrelson was really enjoyable to watch for 2 hours. And Caitlin Olsen, who is one of the stars of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, played his love interest. I thought she was awesome in the movie. It's flawed. It's not perfect. But for 2 hours, I had a good time.
That's so good.
Point that
awesome.
Out. Yeah.
What else was... After the theater,
yeah, here's the box office totals. Dungeons and Dragons, a movie that nobody in the industry really knew how it would open, actually got out of the gate fairly well. 38 million, 72 million worldwide. Probably good enough to formulate a franchise if it has legs going forward. The reviews were outstanding, 91% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Word of mouth among audience exit polls was also very strong. Chris Pine stars in that movie. John Wick 4, 28 million in weekend number 2, a solid 123 million in 2 weeks release, 240 million worldwide, that on a $100 million budget. Religious film, His Only Son, 5.5 million, obviously to release it on Palm Sunday weekend was a good idea. Scream 6, 5.3, 98 million in 4 weeks. No doubt we're going to get a Scream 7. Jay, this is a very financially successful movie.
Yeah, they can't let go of it. I mean, even Halloween, like Michael Myers kept coming back.
I still say, okay, Scream 7, write out a blank check to Neve Campbell and get her back to be Ghostface at the end of the movie. Let her be the villain. I think that would draw a tremendous interest. And Creed 3 ran out the top 5, 5 million, 148 million in 5 weeks of release.
Okay, and there are no Marvel movies or DC currently in theaters, right?
Right now, well, there's a DC movie, Shazam, which is underperformed a lot. I think the next DC movie after this would be The Flash in June. Next Marvel movie will be Guardians of the Galaxy 3, mm-hmm. which opens, I believe, in May. So if you're looking for the superhero movie to go away, it's not going to go away, but I wish they would make a little bit less and do other things, other genres, and be much more diversified in the industry.
Yeah, give us more romantic comedies. Bring the rom-com back.
I agree.
Well, Chuck, thank you so much. It's 58 After the Hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.